This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
If you haven't figured it out yet, there is a host of demons out here that's retaliating against us that's going to do the work of God. And just like this brother right here said, whenever that glaucoma, when that problem started, that battle in his mind, he only made it a very little short period of time. And then he said, I'm going to make it. And he'd repent and he'd start over again. But it's not easy to fight the fight of faith, is it, brother? It is not easy, especially when it's your body. And especially when your doctor is telling you this is life-threatening. Men have died with blood clots in their legs. Don't look near as bad as this one. Men have died. Well, it's a good thing. We're men of faith. So if you're a man, and of course that second time it come back, you know, I'm just like y'all. You know, I'm just like everybody else. I'm sitting there, laying there on the bed. Of course, number one, you know, Cheryl said, get in that bed. Your doctor says, Ty, he said, get in that bed, elevate your foot, and take some rest. I said, I'm going to get me a new wife and a new doctor. I said, y'all won't let me go do nothing. I said, you know why it is? They love me. That's why. They love me. And so there I was, laying there on the bed. You know, Cheryl's overworking the stuff, and Ty, he's gone home, and now I'm all by myself, just me and God, see. They've done all they can do for me. You know, they knocked me in the head, put me in the bed, tied me down. I can't get out of bed. I've got to lay there with my foot elevated. And here I'm a man of faith, you know, and it's in the middle of the day, and when I need to be out working or doing something, I'm laying in the bed, my foot up. So I said, Lord, I've heard everybody else say all these things today. Now I sure do need a word from you. I reached over, I had my Bible laying right there on because I'd been reading it. And I had it closed like this, and I said, Lord, I sure do need a word from you. And I just throwed it out on the edge of the bed. I mean, right there beside me, and it just bounced, fell down, and fell open just like that. My eyes fell right there, and it fell right on Matthew 8:17, where Jesus said, Himself, I bore your sickness, and I removed your disease. So you ask God to speak to you, He will speak to you. You don't have to hear an audible voice every time. You have a more sure word of prophecy when it's the Word of God. You stand on the Word and you will see the glory of God. Is that not right?
Amen.
You stand on the Word. Now then, I'm going to read a scripture to you. We've taken up the day. We had a good day. But I'm going to read a scripture to you, and this is what we're going to talk about next week. Now, we got communion today. We're going to take communion here in just a minute. But this is going to be the... of course, I'm going to go a lot of places besides right here in this one thing. But Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. I'm going to start with verse 8. Well, no, I'm going to start in verse 7. Verse 7 of Hebrews 5 says, Who in the days of his flesh, we are in the days of our flesh, you and me, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. I know all y'all are just like me. You really enjoy suffering, don't you? Does anybody like suffering? No. Unfortunately. And verse 9 says, "And being made perfect." Now, how many of you would like to be made perfect? Now, I do like that. I don't like what it takes to get there. But, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that obey him. Called of God, a high priest, after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Do you think that problem's still there for the church today? Is the church still dull or hard of hearing? Obviously we are. Because we don't hear what God says. We need to start hearing. Because he said, because you are dull or slow in your hearing, for the time you ought to be teachers. You have need that someone teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles or the word of God, and are become as some need of milk and not as such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. We're so dull in our hearing, we're still only able to take milk. I think about, did y'all see that little teeny diaper a while ago? Is that the teeniest diaper you ever seen in your life? I never seen a diaper but I went over and laid hands on that precious little girl the other day, and she would almost fit in the palm of your hand. That's how tiny she weighs. She weighed about 2 pounds. But I think of those beautiful little fingers and toes. She's a perfect little girl. But she's just a teeny, teeny little thing. Wow. Think, that little girl can't even nurse milk yet. They got to feed her mama's milk directly into her stomach. She's not even able to nurse. She's so tiny. She's almost 3 months premature. Now, this is one case right here that God could do a miracle, but he uses wonderful Christian doctors and nurses to take care of that little girl. Without people that know what they're doing, that little girl couldn't live. Without serious people of great knowledge in what to do, God would have to step in and do some kind of a serious miracle. Otherwise, that little girl would already be dead. But because of those wonderful people that's helping, and because of the knowledge they have learned over the years, and the years and the thousands of hours they've studied, they've learned how to do these kind of things. And so they learn how to help. There is some good Christian doctors and nurses out there. There's no two ways about it. There definitely are. But he says in verse 12, For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, the Word of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. How would you like to sit down, every time you sit down to eat, the only thing you could eat would be a glass of sweet milk? That's the only thing you had? Can you imagine you come in one afternoon and somebody has grilled a great, big, beautiful sirloin? Or a T-bone, you know, and that thing smells so good, and they got the barbecue sauce on it and everything, and to think you, because you have no teeth, you cannot chew that piece of steak, so you can't eat it. You're going to have to drink a glass of milk. Now, that'd be sad, wouldn't it? I'm so glad that I've got teeth, you know, that I can chew that steak, because, boy, that stuff tastes good. It's really good. But it doesn't even compare to the meat of the Word. Doesn't even compare. But it says here, for everyone that uses milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. If you use milk, you're unskilled in the word of righteousness. For you are a babe, just a baby. I was a baby. I was a baby like little Brietta in the Word of God for many, many, many years of my life. What a shame. You know, that little girl is beautiful and precious, but we don't want her to stay little like that, do we, Brittany? We want her to grow up and be a beautiful young lady just like you. We don't want her to stay little teeny like that. We want to see her growing every day, don't we? Yes, we do. Well, that's the way God wants us to be in His Word. He does not want us to get saved and say, well, I got saved, so now then I can't wait till I get to heaven. But that's the way so many of us are. That's the way I kind of was. I didn't realize the game plan that was set aside for me and you here on this earth and what we're supposed to be doing. So I really didn't know the word. So I was still a babe. But he says, now then, but strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. Strong meat. Not just old mushy stuff. I mean, that's them good sirloins and good T-bones. That's good stuff, right? Man, I love to reach up, take one of them big old T-bones or sirloins, cut all the meat off of it I can get, and then just take that bone. The other night we was out there, we had one of them great, big, beautiful sirloins. I mean, with that big old, beautiful steer that we killed just recently. Ty took him over and fed him out for us and fed him grass and corn and I don't know what all, and boy, is that guy good. Ooh, he's good. Everybody in the ministry center has enjoyed that meat. We're all nibbling on that. Well, we cut that off, and Cheryl said, wow, look at that big bone. Angel, her dog, said, she'll love that bone. I said, Angel ain't getting that bone till I chew that bone first. I'm eating the meat off of that bone first. And then Angel could have what's left. But Angel had a great time with what's left. I'll say that. She never had so many bones in her life. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age. Strong meat of the word. The good stuff. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now then, if you're in the church and you're not able to discern good and evil, you're still a babe. If you're still lying, cheating, committing adultery, fornicating, watching secular television, listening to secular radio, if you're feeding your mind and your heart and all of that stuff, you're still a babe in Christ and you're on milk. When you get a hold of the Word, I mean when the Word of God becomes a revelation to you and what's going on this earth, you'll turn off all the nonsense. You won't read no more secular magazines. You won't look at no more pornography. You won't ever steal no more. You won't ever lie no more. You won't ever think about... Adultery, living with a woman out of wedlock and be a church member, forget it. You're so dead, you don't have a clue what's going on. And there's too many people in a church that are doing those things. But those are babes in Christ. They definitely have never learned how to discern good and evil. Now look what he says in chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of the laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permits.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.